Good morning, Africa. My name is Komla Dumor. Welcome to the BBC's Network Africa. Over the next 30 minutes, it's been a decade since they last met face to face, and we will find out why the Moroccan government and Western Sahara's Polisario Front have come back to the negotiating table.
The two sides fighting for control over Western Sahara have agreed to hold direct talks for the first time in several years. Morocco and the independence group, the Polisario Front, agreed to enter into negotiations just hours after the UN Security Council called for direct talks between them. Ahmed Buhari is Polisario's UN representative.
We are ready to engage in that kind of negotiation whose objective is to reach a mutually acceptable solution which will provide for the right to self-determination of the people of Western Sahara.
Starts with the main top story, which is the Polisario Front. Now, the two sides fighting for the control of Western Sahara agreed on Monday to hold talks for the first time in several years. This follows the United Nations Security Council's unanimously passing a resolution on Monday calling for Morocco and the Polisario Front Independence Group to enter into negotiations to end the 30-year-old conflict. Earlier, I spoke to Mr. Sidi Omar, the Polisario representative in London, who explained how the parties had reached this point.
Well, simply, in 1991, we agreed with the Moroccans. That was actually the first time we talked directly with them about a peace plan, calling for a referendum to be held in Western Sahara, in which the Saharawis would choose between independence or integration into Morocco. We both agreed on that plan. But then Morocco backed out, knowing that the Saharawis would vote for the independence. In 1997, we also talked directly under the auspices of the former Secretary of State, James Baker, and we agreed on a certain number of agreements to move things forward. But then again, Morocco backed out. And because of the absence of any pressure to be exerted by international community, Morocco continued in its reluctance to go forward with the settlement plan. And that's what actually brought about the impasse, which now we're trying to overcome with the help of the United Nations. Particular solution.
But in the past, and I suppose presently, Morocco has refused the Polisario's call for an independent state, which really is the crux of the matter. Has the Moroccan position changed in any way?
Well, it has not changed, but that doesn't mean that the end of the whole process. It's the United Nations actually which is dealing with the issue, taking Western Sahara issue as a decolonization issue, and that's why it's still being discussed by the Security Council. So whether the Moroccans accept that or not, that's their own problem. But what is important in this is that we have now a new possibility for the two parties to engage in direct talks under the auspices of the United Nations.
Mr. Sidi Omar is the Polisario representative in London.